Foolish Mortals. The upcoming documentary about Haunted Mansion fans is almost upon us. And you can attend the world premiere screening on Saturday, July 15th, 2017 at the Red Lion in Anaheim, California. To get your tickets and to check out the brand new teaser trailer, just go to foolishmortalsdoc.com.
Spellcaster Media presents.
Greetings and welcome to episode 122 of the Creepy Kingdom Podcast. A podcast all about the creepiness of the Disney films and theme parks. My name is Mr. James H. Carter II, and I am the host of this show. Now, I know some of you might have been expecting that since this is released right around April 1st, that we would be releasing episode 2 of Air Bud Kingdom, which was our April Fool's Day joke episode last year. But that's what you'd be expecting. So, you know, I'd like to keep you on your toes. I know there were a lot of fans out there of Air Bud Kingdom. So it may be making a return. We'll see, Rabbit. We'll see. But what's not an April Fool's Day joke is that this episode right here that we're going to do for you right now for your listening pleasure is the results of our 2017 listener survey. You get to hear what all you guys collectively thought and a little glimpse into what we're going to do with that information. Lots of fun stuff ahead. So let's get into it. Or, like I usually say, without any further ado, let's begin. I am James, the host of the show, and I'm joined by Miss Roxy Tart. Hello.
Hi.
You look really sad. Are you sad for the people that don't get to hear this?
No, I'm trying to. Oh, I found it.
Okay. And what is it, you might ask?
It was including me. Last week there was a Creepy Kingdom listener survey.
Yeah, we got the survey results. Now there's a winner we're going to pick, not during this episode, because that would, you know, just to put that out of the way. And we might have already announced the winner by the time you've heard this, about of a $25 gift card, just as an incentive for taking the time to fill this out. And we really appreciate the feedback. So I just wanted to, you know, say, hey, maybe you'll win 25 Disney dollars. I mean, they're not really Disney dollars, but if I can get my hands on some Disney dollars, I think they still take them, right? If you still have Disney dollars.
If you still have them, they still take them, but they don't sell them anymore.
And I'm sure they're very reasonably priced on eBay because nobody exploits Disney fans.
Oh, man,
on eBay.
Do you think you could sell them on eBay?
I'm sure that they're like triple the cost on eBay.
Oh, I gotta go look. I actually have a bunch left over from the 50th anniversary.
Yeah, you could be making some money. Anyways, it'll be a gift card, so it won't be Disney dollars, but just wanted to bring that back for good times. So yeah, we got the results in, and there's some pretty interesting results that I want to go over and share with you guys. Roxy doesn't know these results.
Nope. So, flying blind.
Flying blind. So I have them here. So we're going to start with how frequently would you prefer Creepy Kingdom release new episodes? And the choices were weekly, twice a week, monthly, 5 days a week, or other. So my favorite response in the other category was our buddy Grant wrote hourly.
Hourly.
Yeah.
Hourly. Yeah. I was just about to say, I will track down anyone that says 5 days a week and I will hurt you. But hourly. Wow. Grant, we need to talk.
24 hours a day. New episode hourly.
That's it. Creepy Kingdom, 24 hours a day. Oh.
There's plenty to talk about, so, you know.
Yeah, but still. No, I don't think so. I think people would get tired of listening to us after, I don't know, 3, 4, maybe 5 days.
Of 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
Well, apparently.
I mean, like, they might get tired of hearing you. Obviously, no one would ever.
Oh, well, well. Well, you're getting a little ahead of yourself here.
So, which one won? What do people want?
Well, you know, 73% was weekly, so that's where we're at. And that's where we're going to stay. I was touring with the idea of doing twice a week, which was 13%. So that was the next one. So an overwhelming slam dunk that listeners want the show once a week.
So right on.
So I was thinking about only doing twice a week just to kind of like have like – not necessarily, they both wouldn't necessarily be hour episodes, but they may, well, they probably would be, but to have like a theme park day and a movie day. But
the public has spoken.
They have. And
weekly it is.
And we're keeping it to weekly.
All right.
Indeedly. So this is a interesting one here. This one was not multiple choice. You had to actually fill it out here. And I put, what is your favorite episode of Creepy Kingdom? That was the next question.
Mm-hmm.
So,
So, okay. Were there any episodes that were picked like more than like twice or three times or whatnot? Were there any ones that like a lot of people liked?
Yes.
In particular.
Yeah, okay. Those are the ones I'll share because I'm not going to sit here and read everyone's individual favorite episode.
Yeah, I guess it's a good idea.
You know, because that you know that's not that interesting. But the ones that came up a lot was the Jim Hill episode where he announced about the villains attraction that Disney wanted to build that did not.
Mm-hmm.
That's probably what. I'm pretty sure it's my favorite episode. It might be another one I like more, but that was only my favorite. I'll say it's my favorite because I was really passive in that episode. I was just listening to him talk, and really, I got nothing to do with me or like that.
Yeah, you were learning.
Yeah, and I love his stories and his podcast so much that it was almost like I got to make my own episode of his podcast by specifically asking him what I wanted. So it was like very selfish reasons. It's a personal one for me, but it was still like, wow, this is awesome. So yeah, that one came up a lot. Also a very recent episode about the building of the Indiana Jones attraction when we had Rick West from Theme Park Adventure on. People really love that one as well. So guess we're going to have to get him back on the show. I'm just skipping through a few random ones here. But, you know, we're learning. Okay, it's like we like that in-depth history. Both those kind of cover that, you know, those as favorite episodes. So looks like we're going to have to dig a little deeper in our history or have guests that know what they're talking about. I guess we could we'll just go with that. Let's see here. What else is interesting? They're all interesting. I appreciate it, but everyone's feeling this. There was a vote for the Urban Legends episode. So
yeah, that's definitely one of my favorites.
So that's a good time. Some of the people that filled them out have been on the show, so they wrote the episodes that they were on. So you know.
And that's what I would have done.
I applaud their self-esteem and confidence. But yeah, I think you might like this one. We literally got a response that says anything with Roxy. And this is not a person that you know, because I went and
really?
I looked. Yeah, yeah.
I was gonna say, which one of my really sweet friends wrote that? Was it you, James?
It wasn't me, yeah.
Really? Oh my god. Okay, whoever wrote that, I love you so much. Let's go to Disneyland.
We should. And there was also another one that said movie reviews with James, Roxy, and Cupcake. Also, people we don't know read that one as well. So it's funny when you think right away, like, oh, our friends are so nice, but no, that
right.
So that was sweet.
But no, our friends aren't nice.
No, no, you might think our friends are nice, but they're really not.
But no, they're not.
They want us to have thick skin.
That's awesome! Oh my god, I'm gonna be like, y'all excited for the rest of the day at least.
Yeah, well, I didn't get to the least favorite episode. No,
somebody likes me.
So let's. All right, so. Yeah, so now we have the least favorite episode.
Oh, okay. Which one?
So this one was, there wasn't really like an overwhelming winner, except people saying that they didn't have a least favorite episode. That was the overwhelming winner.
Really?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, there was a few here and there. Didn't care for us reviewing Alice through the Looking Glass. We actually got two of those. Those I think that's like one of the only repeat ones. And this was an optional question too, you know. But you know, it just comes down to, I think I didn't really learn too much from this one because they were kind of all over the place. So I think this one kind of came like it's personal preference. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if people were afraid of hurting our feelings by actually saying it, but it also makes sense because the people that would actually take the time to fill this out, you'd imagine that they generally like the show, right? So they're not thinking about their least favorite episode. They probably forgot about it if they didn't really like it. You know, they're just thinking about the ones they like.
Yeah. Although I will admit, like, at least personally, every once in a while, you know, I'll come across something that I don't like and it stays with me because I don't like it so much, like an episode of a show
right.
or a movie or something like that. So the fact that, like, that there weren't a lot of, you know, this episode is my absolute least favorite, I couldn't stand it. Like, that's really cool to know that there's nothing that people hated so much that it caused, like, this lasting impression.
Yeah, I mean, most people didn't really give explanations for their answer. One person wrote that when we review films, said, not that they're bad, I just have other film-focused podcasts I prefer.
So, makes sense.
Yeah. So there was nothing like this was garbage or I really, which again, I wasn't expecting people to be disrespectful. And there's ones that people were, you know, like said that they didn't like that were like one of the highest, most downloaded episodes. So it just really comes down to personal preference.
Yeah.
So with that, I guess, you know, we'll just kind of keep doing what we're doing.
Yay.
And keep the ball rolling. So yeah, the next one we have here is, do you have any suggestions for topics or guests for Creepy Kingdom? And there wasn't a lot of repeats there. I mean, these were a lot of great things here. Definitely interviews with Imagineers, historian, or artist, talking mm-hmm. about Disney video games, which we did a little bit. Book reviews, which we haven't really gotten into that at all. So that could be something cool.
Yeah.
So, because I mean, there's a lot of third-party books about Disney stuff. So,
yep. But that could be cool.
It'd probably be cool to get the to talk to the author about it, instead of just reviewing it. Just kind of, you know, bring the author on and dig a little deeper into the into the subject at hand.
So that that's definitely something we should look into.
So yeah, that'd be cool. And a lot of people wanted to go back to the movie reviews. When Creepy Kingdom first started, it was just kind of like going through all the movies and kind of went away from that a little bit. Not really intentionally. I mean, it kind of happened organically. But I would say probably the number one reason that those don't happen as often is that process is pretty time consuming for show prep. to, you know, watch the movie and write notes on the movie and, you know, like,
so, and get everyone involved to watch the movie.
Yeah, yeah. So, I mean, we are slowly implementing it by going through the Dark Ages movies. So we'll keep a little bit focused.
Some of us have extensive Netflix queues, okay?
Yeah, we heard about that.
Just saying.
So what's another one? How to deal with kids when they get scared in the theme park. What to do when there's inclement weather in the parks. You know, so there's a lot of fun things. Abandoned Disney sites. Let's see.
We could do like a, I mean, we're kind of Disney pros. We could think about doing like a tips show, you know, how to best enjoy it in the weather and how to handle certain situations and whatnot. When to call CPS on someone's parents, you know, that kind of stuff.
CPS, yeah.
Hey, I almost did it once. It could happen.
You almost did it in the parks?
Yeah.
Like, you didn't go to security? You almost went, you looked up CPS. Wow.
I did. I was going to go over and take this child away from their parent and take the kid to security, and I had CPS pulled up on my phone.
Wow.
Like, yeah, it's a long story. It's another time.
All right. Well, I guess on that episode where we talk about CPS, save that story. So yeah, there's a lot of good ideas in there. What's it like? Oh, it's. Well, I said suggestions for topics or guests, but so it could be a topic. But they said Bob Iger and how to fix Disney, and I thought, yeah, we should definitely have Bob Iger on the show.
We totally should, though.
It's like how to fix Disney. And I think they're talking about probably Walt Disney World, which has a lot of things in disrepair.
Mm-hmm.
And it's kind of what, you know, the thing that comes up with that is kind of like Walt Disney World is just like just a money making factory. And people, no matter what the state the parks are in, the you know, the attendance keeps going up.
Yep.
You know, and it hasn't reached that point where the state's so bad that people are not coming back or telling other people not to come back and all that stuff. So, you know, until that happens, you know, it's probably going to continue to be that way. And, you know.
Well, and I mean, Disney World, you know, you've got people that go once every few years, once a year. Right, they don't notice stuff like that.
That's the other part. Yeah, yeah. They're not going there that frequently that it makes a difference. And I think that's a situation definitely unique to Walt Disney World over Disneyland, which has so much repeat attendance. And that's why they're constantly trying to keep things up. Although every once in a while I see some extension cords on Small World, but...
Well, you know, ghosts got to charge their phones.
Yeah, sure. The ghost.
Yeah.
Well, you heard about that urban legend, huh?
Dolls come alive. Hello.
All right.
That was somebody's favorite show, okay?
Yeah. Somebody's. That was one of my favorites. Just to piggyback on that before we leave, I would say the things that really make a show my favorite to do is when it naturally transforms into something awesome that was not even foreseen when we started.
Yep.
The Urban Legend show was definitely one of those shows.
My favorites are the ones that I really remember. You know, because we've done a lot, you know, and we've talked about a lot of stuff. And so if there's a particular show or a particular segment or something that really, really stands out in my mind and just makes me smile when I think about it, like that's how I know it was one of my favorite shows.
So what's one? Is it
Urban Legends, dude?
Well, besides that, is there any other one?
The Little Mermaid one. I had a lot of fun on the Little Mermaid one.
Yeah. People like those Dark Origin episodes.
Oh, and Snow White. I really like doing the Snow White one.
The Dark Origins one? Okay.
Yeah, the Dark Origins one. Little Mermaid one, I liked because I learned a bunch of stuff. So, like, I thought that was really cool. The Snow White one I liked because I knew a lot about Snow White, and it was so cool to just get it all out. So, yeah, you know.
Right on. All right, moving on to the survey. Which of these do you enjoy on Creepy Kingdom? Theme park discussion, film discussion, both, or neither? And the results are 56.5% chose both, and 43.5% chose theme park discussion.
Nice.
And that's all the results. No one chose just film discussion, and no one chose neither. And I figured if somebody chose neither on that one, I was like, why are you listening to this show? That would have been my follow-up.
They like you.
I guess.
They just want to hear your voice.
But nobody chose that one. I just figured it I've always been kind of curious on that. You know, we kind of just go with the flow on that, on what topics come up. We just cover both somewhat equally, but it's not – intentionally. It's never like, all right, it's theme park time. We just go with the flow. And so
this show is really organic.
Yeah.
Like, just so everyone out there knows, this show is really organic. Like the topics, we don't have like a list, you know, like months in advance that we go down or anything like that. It just happens.
Just like that magic and sound.
Oh, my bad. My phone.
But it's also like, I try doing stuff like that in the past, and I always think like when we come up with something kind of really fast, it's we're excited about it. If we had like a list of things to talk about, it would just start seem like homework or something, you know. Like, you know, we might have been excited about it at some point, but you know, it'd be like, oh, okay, well, guess we'll talk about that. I mean, I'm sure it'll be fine, but if we like come up with something, then, you know, we're excited about it, and we hope that translates when we record.
Yep. I like it when James comes up with things and tells me, like, 5 minutes before we're recording what we're recording about.
You like that?
That excites. Yeah, I think it's exciting because I don't know anything.
Like what we're doing right now?
Yeah. Yeah, it is true. This episode, James and I were actually going set up to record another episode, and when we got on Skype, he said, "Oh, by the way, we're going to record this." I love these episodes.
I figured I might as well do this first instead of after the other episode we're going to record, because then it'd be like, you know, we'll run out of steam.
I'm down.
All right. Next one we got here is, do you enjoy the articles on our website? So, you know, the written content is something we're trying to get going. I have a few people doing it. I myself do not excel in writing, so it is not me that is that is doing it. I'm a talker, and that's why I'm a podcaster. If someone were to transcribe all this, then I'd be a writer. But right? Apparently the things I have written aren't good or enjoyable. I've written for my girlfriend's site reviewing some films, but the process of writing I don't enjoy. It's like it takes me a long time, and I'd rather just say it and get it out, and it's over. It's out. So I'm just not a natural writer. But anyways, this is not about me writing. Anyway, so the results. Oh, the choices were yes, no, and I have not seen the articles. So 56.5% of the results were yes. So that's awesome. And 43.5% are I have not seen the articles.
Okay.
And no one clicked no.
So that's awesome. So either people are going to see the articles and they like them, or they just haven't made it to the website. I'm good with that.
Yeah, and I have a resolution to some of these as we go on. So I'll save that. I'll save that. So, and I've also started doing photo reports, and those are, you know, I am taking the photos most of the times. Sometimes we have some correspondents on the East Coast in Walt Disney World that might take pictures at an event, and then we'll throw it up as a blog post. So I said, do you enjoy the photo reports? Yes, no, and I have not seen the photo reports. So 65.2% said yes. And 34.8% said, I have not seen them. So it's an interesting that there's a little bit more people that have seen the photo reports and not the articles.
Like, well, maybe they don't like to read.
That's likely. Well, I mean, they
you don't know.
I don't.
Don't judge.
I don't. All right. I'm not judging anyone.
I'm just saying that's like Instagram versus Twitter, you know, like.
Yeah. Some, yeah.
Like Twitter. Just people like Instagram.
Yeah, that's why we're everywhere.
Everywhere.
We're omnipresent. The next one is, do you enjoy the Creepy Quest videos? Now, in fairness, there's only been two, but I've shot a lot of stuff that's on the plate to be edited, so there'll be more coming up. But the results on this one were, at 56.5%, I have not seen the Creepy Quest videos. And 43.5 said yes. So again, no one's admittedly or not disliking the content we're putting out there. But so yeah, like I said, I have a resolution to people seeing the things that we're producing.
All right.
But moving on. Next one is, would you be interested in Creepy Kingdom merchandise? So pretty much as of right now, there is zero. And I was just kind of wondering what people be interested in. And I also want to preface and saying, as we go on, in the survey I say, you know, can we follow up with you on any of these questions? Because there's a lot of random topics here that could actually be explored a lot a lot deeper. So in this case, if the people that said yes, then I would say, okay, well, we're thinking of doing X, Y, and Z. Here's an additional survey or a few questions or whatever, you know, just to get that ball rolling. So, you know, but basically we're talking about probably shirts, stickers, you know, I'm not really quite sure what else people would want as from Creepy Kingdom merchandise, but
stickers. Stickers are bomb.
Yeah, buttons maybe, right? People like buttons.
Flair is really big right now. Make little pins.
Yep. Well, the answer to that was yes, no, and maybe. It was 47.8 said yes, and 52.2 said maybe.
Okay.
So, and no one said no.
Right on.
So, we'll, you know, we'll explore that a little bit later. Or said we'll probably follow up on that one to get the ball rolling on that one. So this one is a big one here. For me, I mean, probably for everybody. I don't know. Well, no, let me phrase that. This is something that is being planned. That's a big thing. So I want to just get some feelers out for it. And so it is, would you be interested in joining a group tour consisting of other Creepy Kingdom listeners that would include visits to the Orlando theme parks and Halloween attractions, a Foolish Mortals film screening, and a live Creepy Kingdom show? This is, of course, the brainchild that I thought of my last trip in Orlando, where I was like, I did all these awesome things. I'm like, I want to bring everyone along.
Yes.
Let's do it together. Let's have a forced vacation Halloween trip to Orlando. It's forced because you bought a ticket to be or whatever. But just, this is in a very, very early stage, you know, planning stages. Never done anything like this before, so I just want to, first of all, see if anyone would be interested. You know, let's start there before I start doing research.
Right.
And getting it together. So we got yes, no, and maybe. And I definitely want to follow up with people on this one. But so 60.9% people said yes. And 39.1% of people said maybe. Now, what's interesting to me is, you know, no one said no.
I was going to say, were there any no's? Because I'm really bad at math.
No one said no. No, what's interesting is that so many people said maybe. And I don't know if they were saying maybe, like, do you want to do it? Because, I mean, but that's not what I was asking. I was asking, are you interested? So if someone's saying they're maybe interested, I actually want to know why. Like, I'd love to, take a deeper. Maybe they're just like, I'm not really into group tours, or I'm antisocial. Maybe that's the reason, but I don't know. But that's What are you going
to
say?
I don't know. I just can't imagine that anyone would not want to go to Disneyland with us. You know, like that doesn't make any sense to me at all. Right. So I just assume everyone wants to go to Disneyland with me.
Well, that'll be the next survey. Do you want to go to Disneyland with Roxy? Yes, no. There's no maybe.
There's no maybe. There shouldn't even be a no. The answer is just yes. Yeah, right. Like, it'll be the easiest survey ever.
So if we had like a list of people that said they wanted to go to Disneyland with you,
mm-hmm.
like you would do that? Like you would?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
All right, guys. So
book a trip and like we'll all meet up and I'll play like tour guide and go around and give you a little Roxy Tart tour of Disneyland and it'll be amazing.
Wow. That is awfully giving of you, of your time and your expertise.
I'm a really nice person.
I'm like our friends, right? Is that what you're saying? All right. Well, that's a different thing. But anyways, so yeah, definitely, and probably really soon going to start digging deeper into that because it's going to take some time if we're going to pull this off this year, you know, to be able to,
yeah.
you know, for planning purposes. I mean, right now it's March, so we're talking about 6 months or so, right? I mean, or, you know,
that might be soon.
Yeah, that's pretty
soon. Might have to do next year.
Yeah. We'll see. Either way, I'm going to be going. I'm going to be doing it. So.
No matter what, you can just follow James around.
So, you know, we'll
see. That's what you really should do. You should plan your dates. You should pick your dates as soon as humanly possible and then just put them out there and be like, hey, anybody want to come?
All right. Where does Albert rolling?
Come hang out.
All right, so this one's kind of interesting. So the next one is what type of rewards would inspire you to contribute to the Creepy Kingdom Patreon? But no, what's really interesting is, I set up the Patreon like a year and a half ago, which we still run that brilliant commercial that you and I made on the fly.
Oh, I love that commercial. See, that's one of my favorite moments.
Yep. and when we said, oh, well, you know, most people that have Patreon, they have like reward levels. It's like you do this much a month, you get X, Y, and Z. And we've yet to put up anything. Mostly because I just haven't really figured it out, or I just kind of like, oh, I'll put it up there and see if anyone's interested in just a Patreon in general.
Mm-hmm.
But then, so as I started to think about, all right, let's figure that out, I'm like, I have no idea what to put there. So that was one of the reasons that I that I did this. So, but one of the answers that came up several times is extra content. Sounds like, well, I think there's things that we could talk about that are like this, like the survey results, for example, that are, you know, that are just not like creepy Disney topics.
Oh, you know what we should do? I know what we should do. Mm-hmm. We should let, for extra content, we should let Patreon backers like pick our topics that they want to hear us talk about, like our opinions. It could be anything since it's not a Creepy Kingdom episode.
That's true. Yeah.
They should, you know, they should be able to just ask us like anything and they want, you know, we record like a little 15 minute or whatever like podcast about it.
Yeah. I mean, that's a good idea too. I mean, we could pretty much just say that now. If you happen to be listening to this and you want to do it, we'll do it about whatever. Definitely write us in. But I also think that people want more of our creepy content. So I'll read through some of this stuff. And these are all very interesting.
Okay.
Well, Creepy Kingdom gear, that kind of goes with the merchandise thing. And, mm-hmm. and one thing I thought, and merch came up several times. And so I was like, okay, what makes sense probably instead of like opening a store or something like that is to say, oh, if you want the merch, get it from the Patreon. That seems like it's kind of like a one-stop shop thing.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I'll have to work that out or figure that out. Show shout outs, which I think is a really good idea. Like on the main show, like I like to thank our Patreon supporters, and a lot of other shows do that. And it was kind of a no-brainer that I kind of messed up on. So we definitely give a shout out. And it's a cool way to, if you're like part of some other project, other podcast, blog, or whatever, you know, it's like, for, you know, get some publicity for what you're doing. So
yeah,
it's definitely a cool thing to do. I knew that some other shows I listened to that do that, they do it at a certain price point because the listeners don't necessarily want to listen to like a long list of people they don't know.
Totally.
So, you know, or it could be Patreon Shadow of the Month or, I don't, you know, just mix it up.
I like that one. I think we should do like, we could do it like weekly. We could do every show. We could give another, a different Patreon backer a little shout out.
Yeah. I think that's the best way to approach it. I'm glad that we're working this out live on the show.
Oh, I know, right? I was just thinking that. I was like, you know, you're recording, right? Sometimes I forget that we're recording and I'm not just sitting here on my couch talking to James.
Another one of my favorites is A Night with Clarf. I'm going to suspect that Creepy Kingdom contributor Annie Clarf from Annie and Danny's Fast Pass podcast wrote that.
I was going to say, I don't understand, but now I get it.
You get it. And I mean, that is,
I did not know Annie's last name.
Yeah, there you go. That's why.
Sense now.
And I really want it. I really want to thank her for giving up her free time monthly. You know, if we're going to have that as a reward, she's going
to right?
a night with Clarf just for the show. Or maybe she wants that for herself. Maybe she wants some alone time. Maybe that's what she wants, that as a reward. We'll get that for you as well, Annie. No worries. What else do we have?
I should have thought, you know what? I didn't fill out the survey, but I should have done that. I should have filled it out and I should have thought of that.
Yeah, you can have a night alone. with Roxy.
Night with Roxy. Patreon. That sounds really bad. Never mind. Wait, no.
Yeah, I know, there's a gray area you might get into with that one. You know, it is a legally binding contract, so just like the one Ariel signed.
Silly mermaid.
And this one, I think, is definitely we're gonna do. I already do contribute, but James singing Informer by Snow might be sweet.
Well, okay.
Yeah, I think that's going to be at the $100 a month level.
That's awesome. I want to hear that.
If you contribute $100 a month, I will give you a call, and I will sing the entire song of Informer.
I'll help you, James.
Oh, okay, we'll do it together.
I'll do the chorus.
Okay.
Okay. You take care of the rest.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the other parts of the song where they have absolutely no clue what that guy's saying whatsoever.
There we go. See, I got my part. We're good.
Well, you give it away for free too. Another interesting thing: people wanted like rare stuff, and which is cool if we like, but that doesn't really work because we're talking about giving things out on a monthly basis, like, so we'd have to obtain these rare items, and you know, I don't think the ends would justify the means necessarily.
Yeah.
But you know, there's, whenever I go to Disneyland, there's always random things that I grab and take home, like, and there's always these like AP events where they give out buttons and stuff, and I just mm-hmm. take them just to take them. You know, I'm not like, I don't really do anything with them. And I thought about it actually today. I was like, you know, you can kind of have like a raffle of those kind of things. Those are kind of things that are, you know, you can't buy them online, and it's for people that aren't close to the parks that like, oh, it'd be cool to get like some, you know, exclusive buttons or something, you know.
Yeah. No, I think that's a good idea. You know that you can sell the tiki room the Dole Whip bowls and cups, those plastic ones. Do you know that people will buy them on eBay for like twice the price?
Really?
Yeah. So, and because they don't have access to them because they want them and they're nowhere near Disneyland. So that could be cool. You know, I got a few of those laying around. Like,
yeah, I mean,
who doesn't like Dole Whips, you know, for people that aren't close to the park? I think that that would be cool if we could get them little things like that.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's cool, but it's not sustainable. Is that the word for it? To do like over a long period of time? Because if we're just giving away our stuff that we don't want, yeah, that's, I don't have a problem with. I mean, I don't have a problem with that, but eventually we're gonna run out of stuff, right?
That's true. I don't know. I got a lot of buttons.
But you know, I mean, we could do something like that. So because I think people are interested in that. Once the ability to join as a guest. And I think that's a great one too, for yeah. I'm not sure how that would work, but you know, our Patreon guest of the month. I don't know.
That would be cool though, having some letting people come up. You know what? My brain's starting not to work.
All right.
James, bring me a coffee.
It's time for a Roxy reboot. You guys don't know that, but Roxy really is a fembot from Austin Powers.
It's true. I'm a robot.
You know what's funny? I don't know why or how, but I was going through my like iPhoto, or is it called iPhoto, or those photos on the Mac. I was looking for something, and I was reorganizing them by date or something. I don't know what it was. And for some reason, the date thing didn't work. Everything was just all out of order. But the first picture that came up like, was a picture of you as a fembot. Like, it was just like, this happened yesterday. It was totally random. I was just like...
Yes.
I was like, that's not my first picture or my last picture, so I don't know how that showed up when I rearranged it by date. But
because you love me.
Yeah, there, I guess it's just like, yeah, I put it like, make sure that whenever I look at my photos that this is the first thing that I see. I'm like, why do I even have that photo, actually? Like, it's like that file on the... Like,
I don't know. That's a good question.
It's not like it was my picture I took.
Right? I don't know, James.
Another one is that, do you subscribe to a monthly merchandise subscription program like Loot Crate? The reason I asked this is that we're kind of toying around with the idea of doing something like that with the Creepy Kingdom... Not with Creepy Kingdom merchandise, but working with different artists and craft makers or something. I just thought it might be a cool idea, but it may be more trouble than it's worth to keep that up. But who knows? It's something that I've been thinking about. Just wanted to start that, see how many our listeners actually subscribe to that. 73.9% do not subscribe to a monthly merchandise subscription program, and 26.1 said yes. So
interesting. I don't personally.
Yeah, I don't either. I don't know. But I guess so. I don't know. I'm probably gonna leave that one alone now because it's such a huge amount of people aren't even using something like that.
Yep.
And lastly. I wrote, would you be interested in receiving a weekly email newsletter recapping the podcast episodes, articles, and videos that Creepy Kingdom released that week? And so that's the solution for people that aren't seeing the extra content. So 65.2% people said yes, and 34.8% said no.
65% of you want a newsletter? Man, you guys really do like us.
Yeah, they don't want to miss it. So that was something I instituted like immediately, actually. I made the mailing list, and people have already started signing up for it. And the way that it works is it happens automatically. There's nothing that, like, every time I post something, it just kind of like makes an archive of everything that was posted in the week, and it goes out once a week.
Ooh. Neat.
Yeah, so it's a cool way to, if you like want to see the show notes, if you know you're listening in the car and we talked about a link, you're like, oh, then you have this email, then you can click on it, like, oh, or there's that video they were talking about.
That is a very good idea.
Yeah, I thought so. You know, because I was just thinking when the results were coming in, so many people weren't seeing the extra content.
Yeah, that makes sense.
So I guess we're done with this. We're good. So yeah, we're gonna probably follow up and do some new surveys and figure out some things, but you know, just keep the show growing and making sure that you know everyone is getting what they want out of the show. I don't know everyone, but most people. Yeah. We can't be everything to everybody, but
we're going for like a 90% success rate.
Right?
Here.
Yeah. Right. Right. You know, we can aim for that. Right. Alrighty. If you would like to contact us here at Creepy Kingdom, and you probably do after listening to that episode, I'm sure a lot of thoughts and ideas popped in your head. You're like, I have some thoughts here. But if you'd like to contact us about anything, you could do so by emailing us creepykingdom@gmail.com. And for show notes, links to all of our social media, sign up for our mailing list, check our videos and articles, just go to creepykingdom.com. Well, until next time, keep it
I have a girl now. It's midnight. Pleasant dreams.